Alhamdulillah, praise be to Allah. The more we are grateful to Allah, it is not enough. Today, tonight, it is the first night of Jummah in the month of Shaban. Shaban, the blessings of Shaban and the mercies of Shaban. We are all aware how great Shaban is. And after Shaban will come a great month. Allah Ta'ala Himself in Shaban has kept so many of His mercies in Shaban. And we are grateful to Allah that all of us in this great night with Allah's grace, with His mercy, with the tawfiq is given to us, He has allowed us to assemble for His remembrance, for His dhikr. And in such a time that today the condition that has befallen the dunya, the world, the streets are empty, the alleyways are silent, masjids have padlocks applied, and it's totally eerie and silent in the world, total deserted streets and deserted areas, and that you cannot hear anybody near or far. And in such a country of the world I am speaking to you from, that it has a status in the world. That's where I'm speaking from. The nights in this place, the nights are illuminated. In the day there's glow and glitter, busyness, and there's a lot of movement, and those same streets are empty today. There's darkness. But we are grateful to Allah in this state. Even then Allah has given us the capability to remember Him. The reality is this. This is the effect of the du'as of the pious predecessors, that today we can feel it. That everything is due to the barakah, the blessings of my Shaykh Hazrat Sahib. Otherwise how could it be possible that even today in that same way, the night of Jummah, I'm sat in front of you, and for dhikr you are seated also. Allahu Akbar, Allah is great. Allahu Akbar Kabir. Allah is the greatest. Allahu Akbar Kabir. Allah is the greatest. Today the condition is very unique. The state is very unique. If we see, we are in the dunya. And difficulties come and go. Illness comes and go. Conditions change, come and... But this is just for a small amount of time. It's restricted within amount of time. But such a khawf, such a fear that the dunya is immersed in. That everywhere, just one feeling you see. There's one style, one feeling, one emotion, an ajeeb and weird fear that has overwhelmed humans. It has weakened certainty, conviction. And there's a feeling of desperation. Allahu Akbar. And this is not something new. We are the people of Iman. For us, alhamdulillah, every page of the Quran, Allah has mentioned events about the different nations and qawms. We hear about their lives and the situations that came in front of them. And today that same feeling is around us. Anyway, everything is from Allah. Everything is from Allah. Remember this one point. Whether it's sickness, distress, problems. Everything, the file, the reason behind it is Allah. The creator of the universe, the owner of the file of the world. He creates everything. And without His order, nobody can die, nobody can stay alive. Ill, nor can an illness arrive, nor can an illness depart. Everything is in Allah's control. He can do whatever He wants. He can permit to occur whatever He wants. Everything else are the means or the effects or the causes, etc. But Allah is the asal. He is behind everything. He controls everything. He causes everything. And these conditions that we are seeing today, Allah has mentioned examples in the Quran. These occur when? مثل ما صحابكم Allah speaks about the qawme Hud wa qawme Salih, Lutun. Allah Ta'ala mentions the different nations. Any qawm that Allah Ta'ala has mentioned in the Quran, and when they earned Allah's displeasure, qawme Luti, qawme Hud, qawme Salih, etc. And then Allah Ta'ala gave the punishment, and there was one reason. Allah says, these conditions that we see around us occur at that time when Allah Ta'ala becomes unhappy with the human being. When with his servants, then these are the consequences that occur, and they come from Allah, and it becomes adab for a person. Adab, punishment. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Rahim, He is Kareem, He is merciful, He is merciful, He is merciful, and especially with the mu'mineen. And this adab for the human being becomes rahmah, mercy, if he pleases his Lord. If he pleases his Lord, the human being, then adab can be changed into rahmah, turn into rahmah. And so this is the thing we need to understand, the reality, that this adab, it is temporary, rather, as in the Quran. Allah says, "Wala adabul akhirati akbar." The adab, that this what we're seeing here, this is nothing, Allah Ta'ala says, in comparison to the adab that will come in the hereafter is akbar. This is asghar. If this is the condition we have around us of a minor adab, then imagine the major adab of the hereafter. This adab, in reality, that we see spreading, Allah Ta'ala has given to us. If we understand it, then for us it can become a ni'mah, and the adab akhirah, which is bigger than that, it can save us from the adabul akhirah. And Allah has told us the method in the Quran. That there's only one way to be saved from this adab and to please Allah. And Allah will be pleased only with one thing. Only with one thing. وَاسْتَغْفِرُوا رَبَّكُمْ ثُمُّوا تُوبُوا إِلَيْهِ إِنَّ رَبِّي رَحِيمُ. Allah says, Allah Ta'ala says, if there's a criminal of old, despite having so many crimes, that for example we have done something wrong and Allah is unhappy and Allah is displeased and we have this situation around us in the world, and may it not get worse, then Allah has given one cure, one solution to everybody for all sins. La taqnatu min rahmatillah. Do not despair of Allah's mercy, Allah says. A mu'min should never despair of Allah's mercy. Never. We can come out of this situation. We can come out of this situation. Allah has given us the tariqah, the method. That if we take hold of that method, and with a sincere heart we ask Allah for forgiveness in His court, then not only will Allah forgive, rather, Allah will start to love that person. Yes, وَاسْتَغْفِرُوا رَبُّكُمْ ثُمَّ تُوبُوا إِلَيْهِ إِنَّ رَبِّي رَحِيمٌ. Allah will also be merciful, and He will start to love that person, subhanAllah. So forget adab, look at Allah Ta'ala's love. Just on one action. وَاسْتَغْفِرُوا تُوبُوا إِلَى اللَّهِ. That turn to Allah. Tawbah means to turn back to. Yes, to turn back to. So it doesn't matter how many crimes you've committed, disobedience, whatever has been implemented, but even today Allah Ta'ala's door of mercy is still open for us. We are those who believe in Allah. So why should adab affect us? For us, this is a warning. Admonishment. It's not adab for us. For us, this is a warning. Admonishment. Rahmah. Yes? And for those who understand. Otherwise, then Allah Ta'ala attaches a person to those who have got the adab. وَاسْتَغْفِرُوا رَبَّكُمْ. Allah Ta'ala says that make your sins forgiven. تُوبُوا إِلَيْهِ And turn to Allah. Turn to Allah. Turn back to Allah. That's all we have to do, my friends. Allah Ta'ala has given us a great warning, a great warning. We know our crimes. We are aware of our condition personally. Allah has given us one hukum. He gave us one hukum. Come into Iman, have faith in Allah. After that, the hukum, the order was Amalus Salihat, righteous deeds, Iman first, then Amalus Salihat. Not Amal, but Amalus Salihat. Yes, plural. In other words, deeds according to the Sunnah of the Holy Gracious Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, according to his Sunnah and Sharia. Lifestyle, everything of a mu'min, a believer, should be according to the Sharia and the Sunnah. This is a demand of the person of Iman from Allah. Yes, that if a person lives his life like this, Inna lil muttaqina inda rabbihim jannatun na'im. That such people, Allah Ta'ala has assigned them the title of muttaqi. They are muttaqi. And for these people, Allah says they have jannatun na'im, ease, comfort and luxury, relaxation. Decorated beautifully, paradise decorated beautifully. So Allah says this is impossible, Allah Ta'ala says, that an obedient and disobedient, can they be the same? Can they be on the same level? This is the warning that Allah Ta'ala has given to us. Allah has given us the reminder. So that's what we need to do at this moment in time. That we are saying, let's do this, may this happen, do that, and give people advices. Advices will not be successful. Not advices, do this and be cautious, be careful. Obey Allah, whatever Allah Ta'ala has written will occur. It will occur. So we cannot just say exercise caution, caution to please Allah. The first action to please Allah is istighfar, repentance, tawbah. Look at our crimes, our sins. That how much we have displeased Allah with our akhlaq, with our words, with our relationships. Everything that is linked to Allah Ta'ala's displeasure. Allah says, what should you do now? Tubu ilayhi. Come back to me. Come back to me, Allah says. So the first action that we need to do, that we should do, to please Allah, to be saved from the issues, the problems, is what? Is to ask Allah for forgiveness. Ask Allah for forgiveness. And such forgiveness, tubu ilay, that go from one side to the other, totally bow to Allah, submit to Allah. And when we start to implement according to Allah's ahkams, obviously, that there may be difficulty, the nafs, the desires will oppose it. But obviously, to get Jannatun Na'im, the destination, the lofty destination, then we need to give something to get it. So first action is Tawbah, repentance. After that, to please Allah. Tubu ila Allah. Best way to turn to Allah that Allah Ta'ala likes. Allah Ta'ala wants every moment you should be focused on me, turning to me. That is dhikrullah, remembrance of Allah. Dhikrullah, remembrance of Allah. Today, we are taking the assistance of Allah Ta'ala's name, His dhikr, because if we look in the Quran, all the previous nations, when they sought forgiveness from Allah, Allah gave them kalimat. Allah Ta'ala, so Yunus alayhi salam, he read, La ilaha illa anta subhanaka inni kuntu min al-zalimin. He recited this. Same way. Different kalimat were recited by the blessed prophets in their lifetime. If we recite them and if we present them to Allah and we recite them, Allah Ta'ala's rahmah and His assistance comes to the human being. So khatam khwajgan that we will do, these are all those kalimat, those verses that will allow us to remember Allah, which will ask Allah for Allah to give us His mercy, will seek Allah's assistance. Allah says, لا تقنطوا من رحمة الله, do not despair of my mercy. Inshallah, I won't affect you in any way. So come brothers, my friends, Allah has given us the ability that first we, in the court of Allah, we submit and we do dua. All the individuals, brothers, everyone present should make niyyah, intention to Allah Ta'ala. We have seen a little bit of a sight that you've given to us, that such Allah Ta'ala, how you've silenced the towns and the cities, such khawf has overlapped, overwhelmed people. Everything is diminishing, my Mawla, definitely. Ya Baqi Antal Baqi, you are Baqi Allah, nobody else is Baqi. Amala, so we Allah, we come to your court, to your presence, we do tawbah, we repent. I also do tawbah with you. We will do tawbah together. We will collectively recite the verses of tawbah. We will please Allah and we will plead. We will recite those verses in Allah Ta'ala's presence. All the du'as we will recite, these many centuries ago, the elders of the Naqshbandi order recited these, they collated them. This is called Khatam Khwajgan, the litany of the Khwajgan. Allah Ta'ala, even in this condition and the scenario around us, Allah morning and evening allows us to do this amal online together. As long as these conditions continue, I will give you nasiha, advice that instill the fear of Allah inside you. Allah has given us a great reward, this gathering, morning and evening. Come to dhikr, join in this dhikr gathering, sit down, attach yourself to the dhikr of Allah. And this dhikr, alhamdulillah, praise be to Allah, it will allow Allah's mercy and blessings to descend, and fear will disappear, the paths will open up, the solutions will open up, and easily, quickly, on our site, so we'll regularly attend in the morning and the evening. After Fajr we have the gathering, and also after Isha every day. So regularly attend the gathering. Even away from this issue, there are great rewards of doing this. Anyhow, there's so much barakah. This is the month of barakah. So try your best and try to attend as much as possible morning and evening. So first, we do tawbah. We repent in the court of Allah, we ask Allah to accept our repentance. So with me, recite the kalamat, the verses of Tawbah. So those people who don't have a link with any sheikh, with any order, silsila after this tawbah, every day, morning and evening, 100 times recite Durood Sharif, 100 times recite Astaghfar, the tasbih of Astaghfar, 100 times recite Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, Subhanallah al-Azim. Recite this morning and evening. Inshallah, we will now start the dhikr of Allah.
Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammadin Nabiyyil Ummi wa Azwajihi Ummahatil Mu'minin wa Zurriyyatihi wa Ali Baytihi kama sallaita ala Ibrahim wa Innaka Hamidum Majid. اللهم صل على سيدنا مولانا محمد النبي الأمي وأزواجه وأمهاته أجمعين. اللهم اغفر لنا ذنوبنا وظلمنا وأصلنا وجدنا وخطأنا وأمدنا كل ذلك عندنا. يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث. يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث. يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث. لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إني كنت من الظالمين. يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار وقنا عذاب القبر وقنا عذاب الحشر وقنا عذاب الميزان. وادخلنا جنة مع الأبرار يا عزيز يا غفار يا رب العالمين يا رب العالمين يا رب العالمين يا رب العالمين. ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. اللهم ثبتنا على الإيمان وأمتنا على الإيمان واشفعنا يوم القيامة مع الإيمان. يا مصرف القلوب سوى قلوبنا ولا طاعتك. يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث. يا الله ہمارے صغیرہ اور کبیرہ سارے گناہ معاف فرما دے. اے میرا مولا نادانی میں جاننے میں یا اللہ بغیر جانے جو گناہ ہم سے سرزد ہوئے میرے مولا یا اللہ تو اس کو معاف فرما دے. بول چوک سے گناہ جو ہم سے ہوئے معاف فرما دے. یا اللہ جن کو ہم گناہ نہ سمجھتے تھے وہ گناہ تھے میرے مولا وہ بھی معاف فرما دے. یا کریم تو اپنا فضل فرما و کرم فرما میرے مولا. یا اللہ یا اللہ ہم تو سے بہترین سوال کا بہترین دعا کا بہترین کام بنانے کا بہترین عمل کا بہترین ثواب کا بہترین زندگی کا بہترین موت کا سوال کرتے ہیں میرے مولا. یا اللہ تو اپنی بارگاہ میں قبول فرما دے. اے میرے مولا اے میرے مولا ہمیں حق پہ ثابت قدم رکھ. اے میرے مولا ہمارے نیکیوں کے تازوں کو یا اللہ باری فرما دے. اے میرے مولا ہمیں ایمان پہ مستقیم فرما دے. یا اللہ ہمیں ایمان پہ مستقیم فرما دے. یا اللہ ہمارے درجاتوں کو بلند فرما دے. یا اللہ ہماری نمازوں کو قبول فرما دے. یا اللہ ہماری خطاؤں کو معاف فرما دے. یا اللہ ہمارے جرموں کو معاف فرما دے. یا اللہ ہماری غلطیوں کو معاف فرما دے. یا اللہ ہمارے غلطیوں کو معاف فرما دے. یا اللہ ہمیں عذابوں سے بچا لے جہنم سے بچا لے اپنی ناراضی سے بچا لے. اے میرے مولا اے میرے مولا تو ہماری دعاؤں کو قبول فرما لے. یا کریم ہماری دعاؤں کو قبول فرما لے. یا اللہ ہمارے بوجھ ہلکے کر دے. یا کریم ہمارے بوجھ ہلکے کر دے. ہمارے کام درست فرما دے. اے میرے مولا ہمارے کام درست فرما دے. یا اللہ ہمارے دلوں کو پاک کر دے. یا اللہ ہمارے دلوں کو پاک کر دے. یا اللہ ہمارے دلوں کو پاک کر دے. یا اللہ ہماری نگاہوں کو پاک کر دے. یا اللہ ہمارے دلوں کو روشن کر دے. اے میرے مولا تو ہمیں بخش دے. یا کریم تو ہمیں بخش دے. یا اللہ جنت میں اعلیٰ درجات نصیب فرما دے. یا اللہ جنت میں اعلیٰ درجات نصیب فرما. یا اللہ تو ہمارے کانوں میں ہماری آنکھوں میں ہماری روح میں ہمارے جسم میں ہمارے گھر میں ہمارے اخلاق میں ہماری پوری زندگی میں. یا اللہ ہماری موت میں ہمارے ہر عمل میں یا اللہ برکت نصیب فرما. اللہ ہمارے ہر عملوں میں برکتیں نصیب فرما. ہماری نیکیوں کو قبول فرما. یا اللہ ہماری نیکیوں کو قبول فرما. یا اللہ ہمارے قصوروں کو معاف فرما دے. ہماری خطاؤں کو معاف فرما دے. یا اللہ یہ ناگہانی مصیبتیں دور فرما دے. یا اللہ یہ عذاب دور فرما دے. یا کریم یا عذاب دور فرما دے. ہمیں سچی توبہ نصیب فرما دے. یا اللہ ہمیں سچی توبہ نصیب فرما دے. یا اللہ شریعت والی زندگی نصیب فرما دے. یا اللہ شریعت والی زندگی نصیب فرما دے. اے مولا مولا تو راضی ہو جا. یا کریم تو ہم سے راضی ہو جا. Ya Allah, tumse razi ho ja. Ey mere maula, hum to bahut kamzor hain, kisi azmaish ke qabil nahi mere maula. Ya kareem, tu apna fazl farma de, rehm farma de. Ya Allah, tu apna rehm aur fazl farma de. Ya Allah, hamare bimaron ko shifa naseeb farma. 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 Sehte kamal aajza naseeb farma de. Ya Allah, musibat walon ki musibaton ko dur farma. Pareshan halon ko pareshani ko dur farma. Ya Allah, hamari haajaton ko qubool farma. Ya Allah, hamari haajaton ko qubool farma. Ya Allah, is halaat se hamari nikal de. Ya Allah, hame Ramzan ki daulat dikha de. Mere maula, hame Ramzan ki daulat dikha de. Ya Allah, hame Ramzan se mehroom na farma. Ramzan ki raaton se mehroom na farma. Ya Allah, Ramzan ki raaton se mehroom na farmana. Ya Allah, tarawiyon se mehroom na farmana. Ya Allah, phir hamari masjidon mein ronak paida farmana. Ya Allah, phir sari ronakein wapas kar de mere maula. Ya Allah, hamari masajid mein sari ronakein wapas farma de. Wahi dars-e-Quran ata farma, taaleem-o-tabligh naseeb farma, zikr ki majalis se naseeb farma. Ae mere maula, hum bahut se aakar hain, bahut gunahgar. تیری نعمتوں کا شکر ادا نہیں کر سکے میرے مولا تو نے اوپر سے لیکن جب تک ہمیں نعمتوں اپنی نعمتوں میں ڈھانپے رکھا میرے مولا ہم ناشکری کرتے رہے حلیم ہم ناشکری کرتے یا اللہ تو نے سب کچھ ہم سے لے لیا ہماری مساجدیں ہم سے لے لی ہمارے سجدے ہم سے لے لی یا اللہ ہماری ساری رونقیں تو نے لے لی میرے مولا یا اللہ رمضان کا قرآن ہم سے نہ لینا یا اللہ تو معاف فرما دے یا اللہ تو معاف فرما دے یا اللہ اس وقت جس جن لوگوں نے ہاتھ اٹھائے میرے مولا معصوم بچوں نے ہاتھ اٹھائے اب سب شرمندہ ہیں تیری بارگاہ میں میرے مولا ہم بہت شرمشار ہیں میرے مولا بڑے نعمتوں کو ٹھکرایا تیرے مولا نا فرمان دندان میں پھرتے رہے یا کریم کھاتے بھی رہے تیرا میرے مولا تیری نافرمانی بھی کرتے رہے یا اللہ وعدہ کرتے ہیں نمازیں نہیں چھوڑیں گے جماعت نمازیں پڑھیں گے میرے مولا تیری مسجد تو آباد کریں گے یا کریم یا کریم یا کریم اس ناگہانی مصیبت سے دور فرما دے یا اللہ یا اللہ یا اللہ تو اپنا فرم فرما دے میرے مولا نبی پاک سن کے اس حق سے جو تیری بارگاہ کے اندر ہے میرے مولا ان کے وسیلے سے ہماری دعاؤں کو قبول فرما دے یا اللہ یا اللہ یا اللہ تو رحم فرما دے بہت ہی بابرکت راتیں ہیں اور دینے میرے مولا ان کی رونقیں کہ ہمیں واپس عطا فرما دے یا کریم ہمیں واپس عطا فرما یا اللہ اپنے حبیب کے صدقے سے جو بھی دعائیں آج ہم نے ذکر کی صورت میں مانگی میرے مولا وہ قبول فرما جو معافی ہم نے کی میرے مولا ان معافیوں پہ ہم استقامت نصیب فرما یا اللہ ہمیں ہدایت نصیب فرما اے میرے مولا جو بھی ہم نے مانگا ہمیں عطا فرما دے میرے مولا یا اللہ پھر ہمیں ذکر و فکر کی توفیق نصیب فرما صلی اللہ تعالی علی خیر خلقہ نور عرشہ زینت فرشہ وآلہ وصحبہ اجمعین برحمتک یا ارحم الراحمین سبحان ربک رب العزت عما یصفون وسلام علی المرسلین والحمد للہ رب العالمین آمین